you. And I welcome to you. So just settling into your chosen posture. Maybe taking one or two slightly stronger breaths down into the belly there. Through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. So just pushing all the air out from the body on the exhale there, gently just pushing out all the air. So energetically speaking, a lot of the problems we get in meditation are, according to the Tibetan tradition, caused by kind of stale air in the lungs. So just taking a few stronger breaths at the beginning of the practice and just using a little bit of muscular contraction from underneath to push out the air from the lungs and help kind of refresh you at the beginning of the practice, perhaps particularly at this time of day. And then just letting the breath settle back to whatever is natural for you. So this, we're not forcing the breath in any way now. We're just allowing it to settle back into whatever rhythm and depth it naturally has for us at the moment. Of course, our breath intimately reflects our physical, emotional, even psychological state. So it varies a great deal. We're just working with whatever is our natural breath at the moment. Don't try and force it to be deeper or stronger. Just notice. Notice how it is. Notice where it is in the body, if it's all up in the top of the chest. And just notice that. Sliding right down below the navel, that's the feeling. Notice that. Notice how it feels. As you notice your breath, just let your face begin a process, continuous process of softening as you sit. We're just going to sit, being aware of our breath in quite a light way. We're just using the breath to give stability to consciousness. We're not trying to manipulate our consciousness through concentration at this point. Just anchoring it with the physicality of breathing, not the idea of breathing, but the physical experience, the bodily experience of breathing. It naturally draws the center to the lungs and the heart, the nexus at the core of you. When we really notice the physical experience of breathing, we're naturally drawn down into our center, our heart center. Of course, this is only one of the centers we have in the body. But this is the center the heart center, if you like, the ruling center. This is where the Queen of Space reigns. This is where the alchemical marriage takes place, in the heart center. So to put that into Buddhist terms, this is where the dualism of self and other is resolved. Not an idea, it's a resolution that happens in the chambers of the heart. So just grieving and experiencing yourself in the world, in community. We'll have a bell in about 15 minutes. So in your own time, just bring in the practice of flow. Well, I think Bodhi Leela is just going to say a few words about the groups before we're organized into them.
Okay, thank you very much, Paramananda. Yes, I know not everybody was there last night when I said a bit about